Blog Talk Radio.
Like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. Hallelujah. For the power of the Lord is still the same. So lean on somebody and tell them, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Can I say it again? You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. For the power of the Lord, it still remains the same. So
my time is up. But I gotta say it one more time. You won't leave here like you came. Is there anybody need a blessing tonight? In Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, and in pain. Oh Lord. Jeshua, for the power of the Lord. I said the power of the Lord. The power of the Lord, it remains the same. Say it quiet. I said you won't leave here. You want to lift up your hands and bless him tonight. I said I won't leave here. Oh, yeah. I'm not leaving here like I can. Somebody ought to clap your hands and give the Lord a praise offering in this place. I don't know what you came in the house with today, but if you cast your cares on the Lord, tell somebody you don't have to leave here like you came. Be healed, be delivered, and be set free. Ah, yeah.
check with Mother Patterson, who's my mama, and I check with Moses. Let me hear the key of G. This ain't playing. Let me hear G. Yeah. Something on the inside, moving on the outside.
Oh, what a change in my mind.
For that interruption. We give God praise for today, our lesson today. Stick to your calling. And so many of us want to reach over and get, mine is outreach. Mine is going to the prison. Mine is teaching and preaching the word of God. Mine is sowing. So, you know, you may have different ones that God have given you, but are you doing the calling God have upon your life? Or are you trying to pattern yourself behind somebody else on the calling that's on their life? Because the calling that's on your life, you're not going to have a whole lot of obstacles and different things that's going to come in and hinder you. But if when you're grabbing over to somebody else's calling, you don't know what their calling is for sure. You haven't went through what they went through to get that anointing and that calling. So you got to be so careful trying to branch out and do something that somebody else doing just because it seemed easy. At the time don't mean that's your calling because they write. That don't mean that you may not have the gift of writing poetry. You may not have gift of writing lectures and things. So be sure of the gift that God have given to you deep down inside of you. And, you know, I am reminded that in the scripture that Saul was called. You can be called at any age. Any age you can be called, and the word of God said in 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, starting at the 8th verse, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou is call me. And Elisha perceived that the Lord had called the child. You know, so many times you hear voices, you might make sure you're hearing the right voice. And when God is calling you forth to do a work, to do something, you got to heed to the calling. You can't put it on the back burner, the back shelf, because he wants you out now in front and center to do what he have called you to do. He wouldn't call you to do something he know you wasn't qualified to do. So today I hope you all are sticking to your calling, knowing what your calling is. If you all get busy to doing what your calling say do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, your call was bestowed on you before you was ever born. And I'm going to read that in Isaiah 41 and 4. Let me turn over there right quickly. In Isaiah 44, and let me get that. I try to have all my pages ready so I wouldn't have to be turning. 44 and 4 says, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willow by the water forth. That's 41. I read 44, forgive me, 41 and 4. Say, who has wrought and done it, calling the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. Here he's showing you about, you know, from the generation he called you from the beginning, from your mother's womb. He already knew what you would do, what you was ordained to do. You may not have realized it until later on, but he already knew when he called you out from your mother's womb what you would do, what you would be, where you would go. And that's the kind of God we serve. You know, then we have, you are supposed to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Excuse me. And you, we turn over to Ephesians. Righty, let's get over here to Ephesians. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the very first verse, and it says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. God know what you have been called for. He had already predestined it. And he expect for you to get up, dust yourself off, and start walking in it. You should pray that God will make you and worthy of your calling. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to read. You may have to go to some places that's going to be uncomfortable. Whatever God called you to do, that's what you need to be about God's business doing. You should pray that God will make you and fellow believers worthy of your calling. Your calling is heavenly. Heavenly. You'll find that in Hebrews 3 and 1. And I'm going to turn over there, Hebrews 3 and 1, and read to you what thus saith the Lord. 3 and 1 says, wherefore, holy brethren, partake of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and high priest are our profession of Christ Jesus. He is in charge of everything. He's the head of everything. The other names trickle down, but he is the one in charge of each. Bringing us to our destiny. That's where our mothers came in. You know, break the net which God had called. Your calling is heavenly. You'll find that in Hebrews 3 and 1. And we're going to see what Hebrews 3 and 1 said. That's the one we just read. And then you are called out of the glory and goodness of God. That's in 2 Peter. 1 and 3, I'm giving you some verses where you can go back to the Bible and check it for yourself. You are called by God according to his purpose,
nachos. You know, we didn't have no purpose, no agenda. What we had, we wasn't, you know, utilizing it. But here God is calling us right now to do a work. And over in 2 Peter 1 and 3, it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and victory. You know, we are called with greatness. And a lot of people are running away from their call. You should walk hard to confirm your call. And you'll find it in 2 Peter. Let me turn over to that one. 2 Peter, the first chapter, and the 10th verse. And the word of God says, but he that lacketh these things ye hold, ye bind, and cannot see and afar off, and has forgot that he was purged from you and from his child. Then he was purged. Now we just think about that. Just think about your calling, what God have called you to. You listen to a lot of people say you was called to this and you was called to that, but what did God say? He's the one that will give you the answer, and then you get a confirmation. But he the one tell you what you're going to do, where you're going to be, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. He the one to tell you all that. So today, all those in computer land, radio land, we're coming to you today on stick to your task that you're on and you're calling. A lot of you all are running. Some are calling to the ministry. Some is called to be musicians. You know you have a calling on your life. Glory and the goodness of God. And you should walk hard to confirm your calling. And we're going to take that one from 2 Peter 1 through 3. And it says, Simon Peter, the servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have ordained his precautions, faith with a thought, the righteous of God and our Savior is never our faith, our salvation, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the subfolding of God and of Jesus, our Lord. Giving God the praise today for this lesson call, because we all have been called to do a job. Whether we do it or not, it's up to us, but we have a consequence when we don't do and be obedient to the word of God. You should walk hard to confirm your calling in 2 Peter 1 and 10. Let me turn back over there. Simon of Peter's servant and am apostle Jesus Christ to them that have obtained knowledge, filled with all unhappy thoughts. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you throughout the knowledge of God and of peace and Leon. We have to be so careful of the calling that God has put on our life. You are called by God according to his purpose, not yours. You are called. See, you didn't want to be that fire-burning preacher, but you wanted to be mealy-mouthed, sitting there on the pew, not saying nothing, not doing nothing, but that's not what God said. God called you to become one of his people.
you did not receive your child clients because, you know, God called you to become one of his people, and you got to stick with that. You did not receive your calling because of anything you did. You find that in Romans 11, 12, and 13. And your calling is irrefutable. Take him to Huntsville. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we got to watch what our calling is. Amen, amen, amen. You know, as I was going through the Word of God, reading through for this lesson, and I want to bring you some important scriptures and foundation. And the Word of God said, are you doing what God called you to do? If you haven't even thought about it before, that may sound like an old pursuit to you. You may be tempted to shrug and F and say, oh, I'm not worthy called to do anything. You've been sick and can't make it out, but you can pick up your Bible. And if you can't pick up your Bible and go through the scriptures on last thing y'all had, or you have a notebook full of papers and so on, praise the Lord. God's going to get with him, do some praise and worship so he can walk circumspectly with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And as I go on here, you may be tempted to get off and say, oh, for not ready. Oh, to accept it, I'm not a pure pleasure of just what you own, you might delight. But let me tell you something. No matter who you are, God has put a daily calling in you that designs you and calls you to exert a need in the body of Christ that no one else can quite meet quite lines like. And God got each person to do something different. You may be in the same ministry. You may be in a ministry where you don't need to be. God will let you know that. You got to stick to your calling. You may be called to be successful in business. You may be called financially in the group business. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be called to a ministry wide, a ministry that's wide. You may be called to do a ministry of prayer and intercessor. You must call a minister or hidden that rather than come in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may also be called into a ministry of prayer intercessor. You may be called to a minister right there in your own neighborhood. But no matter what the call can be, it is important to you know you, and yet may have let you become so overgrown with other things that you just don't done. We're talking about stick to your calling. You got to stick to your calling, radio audience. You can't run over here and run over here and be a preacher. Ain't no hand, another hand, that your mouth, your speaking in tongue. Okay, all this stuff should come together. I want you running here, running there, running everywhere to get a word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we go down a little bit further, we've seen people that we haven't seen in a long time doing holidays, family reunion, and the weather might just be bad and it's shut in. But, you know, we can think about all the things we want to think about and do. You know, I had to deal with that in my own life. I had to quit doing things just because they needed doing. I had to discipline myself, sticking with to what I came to do. And that is so true. Except in your calling, you want to run before God to sit you out. You may have called you a evangelist. The people has been calling, but what did hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, make up your mind to prayerfully trim away the extra things you've added to your life. Stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of each and every one of you all. Get back to what he called you to do. Back to the basics, because you know what God, only you know what God called you to do. After all, that calling is vital, it's holy, and it's pure. So when we think about it on our life, what do we think? Do we have anybody in the listening audience today would like to address that on sticking to your calling? We'll be right back. Amen, amen. For the rest of my life, we're going to serve God. Today, our topic is, how can I find my spiritual calling? How do I know about my spiritual calling? And a lot of you all have callings on your life. You know, and here are some ways that you can determine that God is called, has a calling in your life. God's calling to missions is not authorization the way the scriptures are. You will call, your calling is never beyond question. You can't claim it to others the way you quote scripture to them. But nevertheless, our calling can be confounded and most durable sure in our own heart. It is the work of God to bring out himself to a point convicted. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, some other things is, how does God wake such a calling? I would suggest 10 means that he used, and one of them above all is, know your Bible and saturate your mind with it. The Bible shapes our minds for mission durable. Know your gift and know yourself. Every Christian has gift. Knowing them shapes your conviction about your calling, and knowing yourself deeper, your sense of fitness for various ministry. Keep in mind that this can be overwhelmed by other factors. We're talking about knowing your calling, having a calling, a readiness about yourself. Because God have called each and every one of you all to do something. And if you don't know what it is, go to God in prayer. Ask him to reveal himself to you, give you the Holy Spirit, that you can know without a shadow of a doubt what your calling is, what you are destined to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I went over to Ephesians for the word calling, and Ephesians 11 and 29 says, let me turn over there. Okay. Hallelujah. Romans 11 chapter. Okay. Okay, Romans 11 and 29 says, for he will punish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Let's see if I read the right one. 11:29. And Elisha is very bold and say, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that act not after me. My. When you start thinking about your calling and what you have been called to do, are you up doing going about God's business this morning? Or are you sitting down eating bonbons, watching soap operas, or doing things that you should be spending this quality time with the Lord Jesus Christ? And we're just thanking God for the lesson today, knowing your calling and sticking to it, other words. You know, I had some more verses where, for ye have called, 1 Corinthians 1 and 26. Let's see what that one is saying. Okay, 1 and 26. Hallelujah. 1 and 26 says, But ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, all about. So we just saying, God, we thank you today for this broadcast on sticking to your calling. And don't you know a lot of us are called, and we haven't even picked up the mantle yet. We know we're at a certain place and stage in our life, but we just won't turn over to Jesus and let Jesus work it out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, as I went through the scriptures on Ephesians 4 and 4, let me turn over that right quick. Okay, Ephesians 4 and 4. And the word of God says, let me go over one more page. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. He is telling you about there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in the hope of your calling. My. Stick into your calling. Let's see what else we're going to read in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter and the 20th verse. Okay, we're going to the 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. I'm in the 2nd, I'm in the 1st and 7th. Hallelujah. First Corinthians 7 and 20. Let's read what thus saith the Lord of God. And the word of the Lord said in the 20th verse, every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Here, the Bible is telling you, let every man stand in the same calling wherein he was called. You know when you was called, you know the day and the hour that God called you to do something, to do a work for him. Are you doing it today? Or are you sitting down eating bonbons and crackers or whatever? But are you actually getting your lesson today, your dose of sticking to the call? And different scriptures they talk about, even in Ephesians 4 and 4, they tell my call in one hope of your obedience. Ephesians 4 and 4, call in one hope of amen. Hallelujah. We have someone that called in, and we'll read Ephesians 1 and 18 says, flee fornication, every sin, make a man doubt is without the boast, but he that commanded fornication slander against thus anybody. My. And I had a lot of chapters today. Take you through that, the prize of the high calling, count you worthy of calling, who has saved us, and sin, partaker of the heavens, give diligently to male. These 10 references can be right. We will not so divide them, but will fall under them. The calling of Israel, the calling of the church of God between Acts the 2nd and Acts the 20th 8:28. Calling of the church of the on the people. You know, you said that there are three callings or to arithmetic, of course. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to play a song right now. Hallelujah. If you have a friend, have them to call in the area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. That is the call-in number that you can call in. I have someone call in that would like to hear something on the broadcast. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, during this period of time, the Gentiles' effort was to provoke Israel to jealousy. And, you know, in Romans 11:24, it's talking about the calling of the church of God. You know, you think about, do you have a calling as a deacon, as a minister, as a preacher, pastor, teacher, overseer, missionary? Or do you have one as a musician, a singer, a drummer player? It's so many callings that we as people of God have, but I'm wanting to know, have anybody really tapped into the source to know what their calling is? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God praise for that today. You know, you got to listen humbly to the spiritual people in your life. Not only confirm your gift, they are the instrument of God to awaken in you possibility and joy of missionary service that you never dreamed. You know, some of you all said you wanted to become a missionary. Well, what led you to feeling that? Did God talk to you? Did you get the unction from the Holy Ghost? Did someone tell you that's what you were supposed to have been doing? How did it work? Tell me. Come online and tell me about your calling, the calling you have on your life. And as I go through my little notes I have here, I think I'll put on some music while I'm downsizing all this paperwork I have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we are back in action today about sticking to your calling. You know, you need to know your gifts and know yourself. Every Christian has gifts. Knowing them shapes your conviction about your calling. And knowing yourself, as Paul exemplified in Romans 7:15-24, deepening your sense of fitness for various ministry. Keep in mind that this can be overwritten by other facts. So I don't want y'all to think just your calling might be just in ministry. No. You might be called for business. You might have a business head on you. That might be your calling, is doing business. Whether it's, you know, your own business, you're in your self-employed, or you can finance the gospel worldwide. You may be called to a minister of prayer, intercessor. You may be called to a minister of healing right there in your own neighborhood. But no matter what that calling is, it's an important, and you need to follow it. If you, like many believers, I know you may have let your life become so overgrown with other things that you may be so overwhelmed with the cares of life that you can't imagine how you can fit anything else in your schedule. But when you stop and think about how many people you are helping with their vision, and your vision that God have given you is laying dormant. It's time for you to wake up. Smell the coffee, the roses, or the gladiolas, whatever one it is, or the fruits. Wake up, everyone. Start doing the calling God have given to you, because it's important, not just in the body of Christ, in your neighborhood. You might be called to minister to young men and women. You might be calling to, as a marriage. Well, it's best that we as men and women of God get up off our do-nothing. Start doing the calling and working in the calling God have given each and every one of us to do. Because it's a lot of work out there, y'all. You know, you've heard that, you know, the vineyard is plentiful, the labor's a few. That means we are doing everything but the call God have on our life. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Just go ahead and do the thing. If you're to teach, teach. Be the best teacher you can be, an instructor. If you play music to the glory of God. Whatever your calling is on your life, start doing that calling in the name of Jesus. I thank you so much today for listening to this broadcast. Stick to your calling. Whatever the calling is on your life, stick to it in the name of Jesus. And I wanted you to just stop by here today and just take this little word on with you.
Come on, put your hands up.
Oh, Lord, stop by here. By him.
Thank you. building right now. Stop that love. Stop.
Y'all have a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio on Joy and Peace today, on Sticking to Your Calling. Bye-bye.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in peace. Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. my heart.